I went to the 7:30 staff meeting, which I would do for Mike when he was not there. And I would take notes, which I did. My memory was one of the issues that came up was that there was supposed to be a congressional barbecue at the White House that evening, I think 5 o'clock or something like that. And I remember thinking, consciously thinking, well, this is one of the more boring days of the Bush presidency. It just didn't seem to be a lot going on. You know, people would go through. So there was a pro forma quality to the staff meeting that morning. President Bush 41 came in at the end of that staff meeting. He had stayed that night. I wasn't aware of that. So he came in to the Roosevelt Room, to the door closest to the Oval Office, just to say hi. I mean, it was just for a minute or two, which was nice. And, you know, he was gracious and it was fun. So I went back to my office, which is on the fourth floor of the Eisenhower Executive Office Building, and wrote an email to Mike, which I would do based on the notes, just to recapitulate the meeting. And I think the opening, I think the first line of my note was, there's nothing much going on today. Mm-hmm. And I sent it exactly 5 minutes before the first plane hit. I think it was at, I think I sent it at 8:41 a.m. And I think the first plane hit the tower at 8:46,